What's up, Mariner fans? This is episode 87, Emergency Podcast. Woo woo! Woo woo train! Mikey, it's time. It's Brian Woo time.
It's finally time. We just talked about this.
I was right
in that he is debuting before Jonathan Kwasi. I was very wrong about the timeline, although I guess we can kind of get into it now. Marco Gonzalez is staying in Seattle to get his left forearm tested, which is not good news. We don't wish injuries on anyone,
especially a forearm.
Yeah, he's had Tommy John before during his time with the Cardinals. So, yeah, that means that Brian Woo is, you know, he's really, really, really shoved in Double A. He's getting the call tomorrow. And just, you know, since we're here, I mean, this is a Brian Woo emergency pod.
Woo, woo. We did one for Bryce Miller.
Yeah. It is Friday the 2nd, 9:34 p.m. Also, a couple other things. I saw that Tyler Locklear a couple hours ago suffered a broken bone on a hit by pitch to his hand wrist last night, per the Aqua Sox broadcast. That's a bummer because he's one of those guys that's like, you know, I don't know where he's going to play, but he's going to rake. And he has been raking. And people that I, you know, really look to for, you know, hitting stuff, prospect stuff, really like him too. So that's a bummer. I missed the entire game today. So I just went to go turn on the game while we were kind of getting settled here. And they are very not on. They lost to the Rangers 2-0. So bummer. But
the Brian Woo news is very welcomed, positive energy in a pretty down day. Another goose egg for the Mariners offense. But it's okay. We have another pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, two hard hit balls or batted balls categorized as hard hit against John Gray's not great. You know, that's, I don't know. It's just a bummer. But we get Andrew Heaney matching up against Wood tomorrow. That's another favorable matchup. You know, the way that baseball goes, I'm sure he'll really strike out 13 and then we'll light up Evaldi on Sunday. So I don't know. But the Woo stuff is super, you know, we've been talking about him on the pod a lot for probably nearing 2 years now. So, you know, as a podcast across, you know, different cohorts, we have always thought very highly of him, and he's really only gotten better. So I'm excited to talk about the kind of what we're going to split it up to is, you know, what has Woo been in college, in the minors? What will he be, you know, from Saturday through maybe the rest of the season? And then what could he be is kind of, you know, what we hope to cover in the next, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. Day, did you uncover anything on his Instagram? I know that you discovered one thing.
Okay, I'm gonna save the best for last. But I did a deep dive. I think his dad also has Instagram and just posts a lot of inspirational quote memes, which is interesting. But comments on a lot of his photos. Very supportive father, Clayton. It's all public information. I'm not doxing anybody. He's also like, I might get shit for this, but he's also like extremely close with his sister. I'm not saying anything other than it's just one of those like siblings where they constantly call each other best friends. This is a very tight family guy. How often do you call your sibling your best friend?
I'd say my younger brother is my best friend, but I don't
know. No, but are you like posting pictures of you two together on IG and being like, this is my best friend. I miss him when I'm not with him.
No, that's,
listen, I'm not shitting on it. I'm just pointing it out. It's something that stuck out to me.
Shouts out to dope siblings.
I'm curious to see if the family is going to make it out for his debut. Cause isn't that what usually happens? They're from the Bay Area. sure it's not too far. He went to Cal Poly. Like, yeah. This dude's a West Coast guy. Didn't he? Yeah, he's a West Coast boy.
Hey, if they're that close, then they've got to, right?
Yeah. I buried the lead. The number one thing I've discovered, Mikey and listeners, this dude has a very fat neck. It is the largest neck I've ever seen in my life.
It is very big. It's
huge.
I mean, I'm just Jesse Winker. Like, how do we compare it?
No, this dude would swallow Jesse's head whole. Like, that's how big his neck is. I worked at GNC for many years to get through college and sold a lot of protein and fat burners for commission. Not proud of it. And a lot of my customer base clientele were bodybuilders. Bodybuilding is very popular in Hawaii, as you can imagine. People love the guns, the roids, all of that. I am not implying anything. Brian Wu is a clean magician. But when I look at a fat neck, it just reminds me of those bodybuilders back home. And when you juice like that, your neck just gets fat. But there aren't a lot of big veins on this big old neck. So I think it's natural, man. I think he just has his neck is the width of his head.
Wow.
Enough of the neck. Enough of the neck. Hopefully that's not a sign that he did a lot of neck jerks with the ball just getting smashed over the fence. I probably not.
I'm pretty sure he's just yoked. I think that's part of it. I think he's got a big neck and he's yoked. But that, I think, was the key.
No, his neck grew, bro. His neck grew since teenage years. He doesn't have a lot of pictures. I think he remade his Instagram, by the way. It used to be called BWooski. And now it's BWoo.2. So, you know, he did the Gen Z thing. He cleaned it up. I don't know what was on the old one.
You never know.
Well, I'm excited, man. I don't know. I'm probably because he's half Asian or partially Asian, I'm assuming. I don't know who are what his parents look like. Again, the dad only posts inspirational quote memes. But I'm excited for this one, dude. I wish this was a home game. I'd be there.
Oh, shit. I would be too. Man, where are they? Texas? You want to fight a Texas?
Nah. If it was my brother that was my best friend, I would.
No Arlington trip?
No. What's realistic for Brian, man? What are we looking at in terms of, like, is he going to be, you know, what's the leash like? You know, Marco's obviously potentially facing an IL stint. Or actually, did he already land on the IL?
Not officially, I don't think.
Right.
I'm not sure, honestly.
But, yeah, I mean, are we looking at innings limitations, anything like that? I mean, he felt very Big Show ready for a while now, right?
I mean, last year he went, you know, 50 and some change innings. You know what? He was coming off of TJ last year. So
you're right. He has a new UCL. He also had appendicitis.
Really?
Yeah, he has he had to get that removed.
That's good, usually.
He also had a 107 mile per hour ball hit at his face. This dude's been through a lot,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. This dude's been
connected with his face?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, you know, we've talked about before. I think the rule of thumb is, like, you know, whatever he pitched the previous year, take that and add, I don't know, 15%, you know, until they get to a certain number. I don't think teams really do that. I'm sure that they are just very closely monitoring players, you know, bodies as they, you know, develop and go throughout the season. So, like, he's thrown 44 innings. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be like, I think he gets into the low 100s. I don't know what that looks like. Like, I think if Marco is done, I think that Wu can either skip a handful of starts to keep his innings down and maintain him to get to the end of the season, or, you know, some sort of phantom IL stint with, I don't know, Hancock coming up, Flexen starting, Darren McCacken starting. But I kind of think he gets to like low 100s, which means like, I wonder if he has like 80 to 100 innings to play with. I mean, honestly, I think your guess is as good as mine. Anyone's guess is as good as mine. I don't know. You know, that is a concern.
The Mariners bring up these prospects, right? And they immediately most times get automatic starting opportunity. And then you have a team like the Braves. They just brought up AJ, who we were just talking about earlier. You know, Strider, Elder. They usually start their guys in the bullpen. What do you think about that, like, strategically? And obviously we've had pitchers like Matt Brash, who had that start and never started again. Or did he have two starts?
Yeah, I think he had at least two, yeah.
Is Brian going to stay in the starting rotation, especially if Marco's out for a prolonged period of time?
I think we mentioned, it was only days ago now. But, I mean, the projections say as a pitcher, so not necessarily as a starter. I don't, they're weird because it's like it says like one game started, four games total, so one out of four, that he's an average pitcher. And I think we said on the pod last time Dustin was on, I might have just been talking to Dustin at his house about this, but the rule of thumb for any rookie player is when they get called up, you can do all the projections you want. They're gonna be like, you're probably gonna get closer to their actual output if you just project league average. So I think, you know, coming in, like, that's maybe what we should expect. And what that looks like to me is, you know, in Double A, he's striking out 34% of hitters, walking 7%, a 27% strikeout minus walk percentage is high. Not giving up a lot of home runs. I think that the strikeouts come way down, and, you know, he probably, like, right now he's suppressing home runs super well. I think he probably gets hit around more just because major league hitters, you know, can hit even the best fastballs. But I tend to think that he's pretty immediately in a league average starter, and that is without three pitches. And you could kind of argue, like, not even with two. So that's currently where I kind of have him, just when we're really zooming out and being like, what do we have right off the jump?
So we're thinking probably a Bryce Miller, the better Miller type of debut, aka just perfect.
Man, going up against, I would actually like to see, I'm going to pull that up while I'm talking. How well they hit fastballs. Because one thing about, and, you know, I don't know if people know this. I mean, I think that's why people are here, or hopefully here. Maybe you've always been here. Brian Wu's a pure fastball guy. And we'll get into the numbers, you know, like the specs,
right,
in a
Which
second,
is why I keep bringing up Bryce. You know, they're both pretty fastball dependent, right?
Yeah. And I think it's actually going to look kind of the same. Wow, this is shocking. The Mariners are the second best team in MLB against fastballs by ex-WOBA.
I know Corey Seager loves his fastballs, but oh god.
Yeah, Texas is 20th. That's super surprising to me.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Okay. I feel a little bit better about that. They are a good group of hitters, but yeah, I mean, if you look at his draft reports, you know, people will say like he was drafted as a one pitch pitcher, and meaning, you know, his fastball. You know, we don't need to repeat things that we've already said about Wu on here, but like, people really gush about his ability just to, like, his mechanics look pretty effortless and like pretty, they're super smooth. That, you know, in a vacuum, that speaks to repeatability. Repeatability oftentimes speaks to command. What we've seen statistically, and just, you know, based on scouts reports, based on the limited that I've seen him pitch, he has good command. that, you know, I think waivers, especially for his secondary pitches. But yeah, it is a weird thing because Bryce Miller, it's like he doesn't have his secondaries locked in yet, but they really like flash like plus sometimes. Wu is like, you know, he has a sweeper that's pretty freakish, you know, a lot of Mariners pitchers, but it still hasn't yielded like great results. And the other secondaries like aren't really there. So I'd say he's lagging behind Miller in terms of like the, you know, secondary stuff, but the command's a lot better. What, you know, I think we're going to get into here in a second is that like Bryce Miller, his fastball traits look really, really good. Like I got my hands on some data a couple hours ago and I did not know these things about him.
You talking about Bryce?
Brian Wu.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, all right, are we talking about Bryce or Brian? Because you know what's funny? Both of these guys, Bryce and Brian, started pitching a lot later in life. And there's no StatCast data to back this claim. But some say that kind of relates to why they're kind of fastball dominant guys. I mean, both started pitching, I think, around senior year of high school. They're both like infielders, converted late. Apparently Wu, like the coach needed him because their pitcher got hurt. So he just started pitching and ended up winning like MVP of California or something.
That makes sense with the, I remember in the early 2010s, Taiwan Walker coming up and people always, again, gushed about his athleticism. And I remember asking in a Jeff Sullivan Fangraphs chat being like, it is weird that his like best trait is his athleticism, right? Like pitchers need it, but like that seems not like the thing that you would pick, you know, to be best at. And Jeff was like, yeah, I agree. But yeah, I mean, a lot of really, really good pitchers are started off at shortstops, were converted. But I think it makes sense also with being higher slot guys. Generally, you know, when you show good feel for pronating, for being able to throw an efficient fastball, which, you know, Bryce Miller actually isn't, like he cuts his fastball a fair amount. But the higher slot guys tend to have more trouble supinating, throwing the high spin breaking balls. You know, I would say that's the case for both Wu and Miller, but Wu does an all right. No, yeah, like I think, you know, the cheat code, if you can't, you know, necessarily spin it a ton, the cheat code has been to add a sweeper because you don't really need to rip off crazy 3000 RPM breaking balls. And they both throw sweepers. So I think that's kind of how they've circumvented that. Yeah, that does make sense. Like why they would be later developing.
Being an athlete is never a bad thing. John Gray was a three sport Texas athlete. Sorry, Oklahoma athlete. And he just kicked her ass today, Mikey.
I used to really like John Gray. I thought he was going to break out when he had the sweeper. I've kind of gotten over sweepers.
I think he arguably broke out last year when he finally left Colorado.
I don't know if you remember the late 2010s John Gray, 17, 18, 19, you know, but he was always like the, I think, FIP or Sierra kind of god. It's like, you know, they always said like, oh, this guy, if he could get out of course, he would be elite. Turned out to not really be true because he's not actually that good. Anyways,
we'll save it for the John Gray pod. Let's do some player comps. I know we compared him already to Bryce Miller, but any other pitchers you got?
Yeah, I actually, you know, I don't know what folks will think about this, but I kind of like, I mean, I like this. Joe Ryan. Is one of the closer, I think, comps I've got. Joe Ryan does throw out of more of a lower slot. Brian Wu's fastball is, you know, the fastball tilt is about like 115. So that's like, I need to look up some videos of him. But just based on his fastball characteristics, that tells me that he is a high three-quarters release guy. So he's releasing the, you know, his arm slot is higher than, you know, your conventional three-quarter slot, which is a good thing.
You said slightly higher?
Yeah. And Yeah, and just looking at some video, I think, yeah, he must just be able to really, like, also get down the mound, because I think the most special thing about Wu, well, one thing is, like, his slot is just looking at, like, 115, it's surprising. I think he's got some of that vertical wrist orientation stuff kind of going on, but he does have a low release, but I think in terms of his, like, forearm and wrist orientation, it's more vertical. But I was talking to someone earlier and, you know, they sent me over some data. His release is sub 5 feet, which is pretty nuts. Like, it's about 57 inches, which if you take that and divide by five, let's just go exact. Yeah, that's 4.73 feet, which is very, very low. Like, in terms of, like, non-submarine fastball guys, his vertical approach angle is, like, top 1%. So the fastball stuff he's got going on, pretty freakish. All that is to say, Joe Ryan, you know, is a little more, is a little lower. But when I look at their, you know, their characteristics, pretty similar. And Joe Ryan has a vertical approach angle that's, you know, negative 3.8. Wu's has been negative 3.7. So I think between, you know, the induced vertical break, the horizontal movement, the vertical approach angle, the outcomes, I think we're looking at something like a Joe Ryan fastball. And I should pull up how...
What percentage is he at right now for throwing it?
Wu or Ryan?
Wu.
I think I'd have to do some math. I don't know if I have... Yeah, I don't have numbers, but I know it's high, you know, it's on the higher end. When you look at, like, Ryan, he debuted in 2021 throwing 65% heaters. I kind of think we'll see Wu around there, 65-70%, especially because, you know, he's probably not as far along in development as Ryan was back then. But Ryan also throws a sweeper, which is, you know, kind of another reason why I tend to compare the two.
What about, like, a Freddy Peralta?
Yeah, I another actually kind of saw...
shortish fastball guy. Doesn't he have, like, a three-quarters slot too?
I saw Lance Brostowski. Oh, wow. He actually comped him to Joe Ryan and Freddy Peralta.
Hey, look at that. Fusion.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Freddy had the change up, though.
Yeah, spouted off some similar, I think, less specific specs as I did. He says that he's closer to a 5 foot release, but. Yeah, I mean, those are pretty good comps. I think the difference with Freddy Peralta is he's not an amazing command guy. So I tend to think it's more Joe Ryan. But
and
I
none
I think,
of them
yeah.
can hit 99 like Wu can. I don't want to jump the gun. I mean, those two are very good pitchers, established arms. But
yeah, I no, mean, that's
Wu is hitting that gun.
Well, let's see. So Ryan's at 94.7. Yeah, he's probably got three ticks on Ryan. And I think that's probably a big reason why he's got the edge and vertical approach angle. And even then, like, my impression is that this data, you know, it's the same equipment that's going to be capturing Wu tomorrow. All this is to say, I know we're really getting nitty gritty and people are, you know, probably want some level of that boy nice analysis. This fastball is really fucking good. And that's really cool to see after seeing Bryce Miller pitch, you know, a half dozen times now and seeing how good his fastball is. The difference that we're going to see between Wu and everyone else, I think, is Wu has a better, I think, is going to have his command and control locked in more than Miller and Gilbert. And he's going to have the better fastball shape by far than George Kirby. So that isn't to say that he's the best, you know, the most complete or the best of them. But I think when I think about, like, his floor, you know, he immediately presents one of the best when I think about all four of these guys as rookies. So, yeah, man, it's pretty exciting.
Between Castile, Gilbert, Kirby, Miller, and Wu, who's most likely gone by All-Star break?
Why would you do this?
It's a question we have to ask, Mikey. We can't score runs. We have arms coming up every other week.
The questions asked are favorite soup. Do you have a favorite soup?
Soup is so complicated. Like, are we getting into like stews? Are we going like, is pho soup? You know what I mean?
Yeah, pho's
like,
a soup.
If pho's a soup, then I'm going like, current favorite soup right now, probably a short rib, like this stew broth thing that it's called karbitang, but it's, it's my mom just made it. I just saw my mom last week. And oh my god, it's so good.
Dude, I see you cooking on your story and you never invite me.
I did invite you. I just didn't cook that day. Remember we watched the Matt Brash debut together. You helped me write that article. Who's moving though? I mean, don't avoid that question, Mikey. It's a question that everyone wants to know.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna say my favorite soup is sinigang, which is a Filipino like lemon sour soup. Like tamarind lemon. And if I'm going non-Filipino, it's kimchi jjigae. But yeah, Day likes that. I don't know. I would say Wu.
That's so depressing to me. He hasn't even thrown one major league pitch yet.
I mean, who do you think it is? What, they're not going to move Castillo. Gilbert, you know, and Kirby don't seem movable. And... I think
we could move Logan, dude. I don't think we should, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
People are going to be pissed.
Or Hancock. That's the easy answer. But I think Logan's the dark horse of getting moved. Trust me, the trade would have to be a good one. Logan is the real deal. But we're not moving Kirby, I'll tell you that.
I think you should move no one. Unless you think, you know, Hancock's ready, and I don't know. I kind of think he does, but you know, if I want to win a 5-game, 7-game series, I feel, you know, good about the rotation, the bullpen. I just wrote about the bullpen at Baseball Prospectus. Go read it. But I think there's other ways that I think we can get creative about acquiring a bat that hopefully, you know, entails taking on some money to avoid, you know, trading someone like Logan Gilbert. But yeah,
Logan Hancock and Harry Styles for Shohei Ohtani.
Harry Styles,
Harry Ford.
Sure.
Oh my god,
do it.
I'm never gonna break you. it's your energy is why we're never gonna bat, Mikey. You're just putting the Gene Segura stank all over this deadline.
Are we getting Gene Segura?
I'm telling you, it's been prophesied. Prophesied?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's coming back, man.
I doubt he'll want to come back. And I doubt the Mariners will want him in the clubhouse again. He was starting fights with everyone last time he was here.
Something needs to happen. That trident is getting rust, dust, and cobwebs. Julio's doing well, though. Anyway, this is an emergency pod. We're going to wrap it up. This is about Brian Wu. We're excited. What time's tomorrow's game? First pitch?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Okay, I want to rattle off a couple statistics.
Okay.
While I find the first pitch time. And I want us to guess... innings pitched, strikeouts, walks.
I won last time.
And hits. Or no, not hits. Or earned runs. Yeah, you did. Okay. Before I forget, Brian Wu's fastball percentage is like almost 70%, which is really fucking high. Wu's going to be really, really aggressive with his fastball. The sweeper's like 60%. That's really low. The everything is... you know, low aside from that. So I'm really, really excited to see him pitch. It's going to be, you know, I think a lot of us haven't seen him because he's a minor leaguer. It's going to be pretty fun to watch. And I could see the Rangers really game planning for him and really hopping on his fastball, but I think he's going to have a good game, which means, do you have a guess?
It's a 1 o'clock local start time.
That's a pretty good time. I was gonna go to like a festival thing tomorrow, but
nah. Tomorrow's Brian Wu Day, man. Tomorrow is Brian Wu Day. I'm worried. This is not the lineup I'd want him to debut against. We need to score some early runs. You know what that does for the psyche, right? Just get him like an early 4-0 lead. It's Andrew Heaney, right? Come on. My guess is I'm going to guess 5 1/3, 2 runs, 1 earned. I'm going real specific. And a 5 Ks. A K per inning.
That's such an annoying guess because now I just have to pick like on either side of all your numbers.
Sorry. I basically did right down the middle, except, you know, minimum runs. I feel
I'm going 5 flat. I'll go 2 earned. Did you go 2 earned? You went 1 earned. I'm going to go 2 earned. And I will go. And then I'll go. Did you go 5 Ks? You did. Yeah?
Yeah, I went 5 Ks.
I'm going 4 Ks. So 5, 2 earned, 4 Ks.
My question is, how is his command going to be tomorrow?
I'm sure he'll have some adrenaline coursing through his veins, but I think he'll settle in after the first inning.
Does he touch 99?
Dude, I kind of think he touches 100.
I was thinking the same thing.
In a debut? Yeah. Give him a couple innings. He'll touch 100.
What is it going to be, like 90 degrees tomorrow?
Like 73, probably.
In Texas? I just came from Vegas.
I forgot about that.
Shit was in the mid-90s.
They have a new stadium. It might be like climate controlled, but...
Oh, boo.
It'll be warm, though.
Well, we're cheering for you, Brian. Big old neck. Woo, woo. I'm so stoked. I don't know why I'm so excited for this debut. It's going to be around like low 80s.
I mean, we've been talking about him for a really long time.
All right. I'm going to ask you a really annoying question.
Please.
You picking him up in fantasy? People want to know, Mikey. It's not a fantasy pod, but people want to know.
Oh, God. Damn, like, Dustin. Oh, man.
Just pretend. Are you and Dustin picking him up in your best friend league?
Probably not. I think we'll put in a bid, but we need strikeouts in our league, so I will let the some of our listeners are in our league too. Doesn't matter. We'll put in a bid and get outbid, but I'll let the hype.
Don't you think his K potential is even money? His K potential is just as high as Bryce's, right?
No. Well,
you like his secondary pitches more.
No, I like Bryce. I like Miller's more.
More than the Wu suite?
Wow. Now I'm like, why? But why? Why isn't he striking more guys out? I think it's just because he hasn't developed his secondaries, but he will get towards a lot of strikeouts, I think.
Taj Bradley is striking out more guys in the bigs than he ever did in the minors. It can happen. The stuff's there.
Yeah, stuff's it's weird. I don't know, but I think he needs to keep developing his secondary stuff and go to driveline, whatever it is. And dude, watch, he's gonna develop a splitter like Joe Ryan and just turn into Joe Ryan.
Hey, Mariners, I know you listen to this podcast. Let me give you a free giveaway idea. A nude color turtleneck. Just like a neck brace. A nude color, and just call it the Brian Wu neck.
I thought you were going to go with the Wu train. The Wu train.
No, the Wu neck.
Okay. I mean, they've done that before. The Justin Smoke train or whatever they called it, and the Dustin Ack Attack train. I had two of them. I also had two Dustin Ackley gnomes. I put that in
Wait, what is a train? What did they give you?
It's just like a train, like an Ack Attack train. I put them in my when I was cat sitting in my neighbor's house. So we are long, 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 long. So let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. Pick him up in your leagues. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be our ace. Brian Wu season tomorrow, 1 o'clock local time.